Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Can you feel the heat
down in your soul? Welcome back, everybody. Can you see that was flimmy to start the first segment. Woof.
Hot button.
That's embarrassing with a professional broadcast like Jason Jackson about to join us, because that guy, that would never happen to him.
Really?
Too smooth. Too smooth.
Oh. Too smooth. I can think of a moment.
You can text the show 67974. Texter writes in, almost got into an accident. That song came in hot. Another person wants Baby Goat added to Amazon Alexa. We'll try and make that happen. I'm telling you, man, this is going to revitalize. This is going to revitalize the kids. All the heat papas out there who are sick of Baby Shark, Baby Goats. That's the new jam out there, Leroy.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Anyway, I'm just saying, I can relate, because I know you get sick of the same stuff. You know? Anyway, let's go out to the guest line brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Jason Jackson joins us there. Jax, good morning.
Good morning. Be 1 second. Leroy, where is this moment that you could think of? Where is this moment where I lost everything professional, lock in my broadcasting moment that seems to be
baby
running around in your mind this morning?
Baby races.
Oh, no, that was handled well. That might be one of the greatest moments in the history of television.
I mean,
Google it, people. That's all we're going to say about that. Good morning, gentlemen.
Can't disagree.
moving on.
That was handled well. Absolute joy. Was handled well.
We got a big-time matchup tonight, Jax. You guys can start watching the coverage on Fox Sports Sun tonight at 7:30 with the pregame show. They will get you ready for Heat and Clippers. Heat are 20-1 at home. They also have been giving the fans a little extra basketball lately, Jax, with some overtime. This has been... they're exciting. I mean, it's been thrilling and fun that they've been able to get this, but what do you make of it? Do you like the fact that these wins, that they are coming, obviously we like the wins and that they're coming through in the clutch, but are the unevenness, I guess, in some of these games that you're seeing from this team, is that any cause for concern?
I asked Rossine that very question. I don't mitigate wins, so I'm the worst person to ask. I'm simply W and let's keep moving. Start the postgame show. That's really how I look at it, and I advise fans to do that. Like, don't get yourself all nuts. Like, this team has showed us their consistency is that when their back is against the wall, they're going to give everything they got to try to get the win, and it happened a hell of a lot more at home than on the road, obviously. But that just may be an element of the group, and maybe it has to do with the youthful dynamic, or maybe it is a part of kind of the group think, group play scenario, where sometimes in the past, obviously, you know, there's a guy we're going to celebrate here next month who you can always kind of go to, one of those guys, or obviously, when I say one of those guys, talk about the Big Three era. But it's the thing that I've loved the most is that it's dramatic. it does require the true core of what Miami Heat basketball is all about, particularly in that fifth session, if you will. The defense, it's easy to look at the offense and see the differential in score. The defense has been off the chains. I mean, teams are averaging barely a point a minute in overtime against the Miami Heat, and you start doing the math, I mean, odds are you have a couple of possessions per minute in any minute of basketball. And so it's pretty smothering in that space. So there's been a crank up, particularly in these overtime sessions, in the way that the team locks down. There's two things that can happen, right? You get deflated that you're at that point because you had the lead and it slipped away, or you're energized that you got five more minutes to go get it. And particularly at home, they've been so consistent. Well, anytime they've been in overtime anywhere, so consistent and just adding whatever was needed that was next. So I'm not flipping out about it. The one thing it does crush is late night dinner reservations. But, you know, I just tell them Leroy Horn sent me and I'm good.
No, I don't know about that, Jax. I tell them you sent me. So we can't both be doing the same thing.
Seemingly it's working for us, baby.
Yeah, it's working.
Was Jimmy Butler snubbed at not being a starter as an all-star?
Yeah. And I'm not a fan of the snub thing because it is a bit of a nothingness in the sense of, you know, the reasoning people have for who they vote for is very much, you know, based upon who they dig, right?
Right.
I was surprised the way the players went about it. That did kind of surprise me. And then the media voting I thought was pretty much in line. It's funny. Wasn't it the media voting that had Bam in front of
it? I think the players had Jimmy Butler behind Bam.
Yeah, one or the other. And that was a little off. I mean, they're both going to be all-stars. Like, that's what we know. Next Thursday, when the coaches come around.
Which was my point, Jax. If you end up in an all-star game, they don't put, five-time starter. They just put five-time all-star. So what does it matter?
That's it. I think there's a little bit of being, like, everybody wants to start, you know, like,
right.
In any sport, anywhere. And it's cool to have that platform the first time the stuff comes out. But the mere fact that the Miami Heat are going to have two all-stars in this space, thinking about where you were, dreaming about this team in October, maybe even a little earlier, this is pretty awesome. I mean, think about what could happen for my workload in Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. You could have two all-stars, two rising stars, two Saturday night stars, Chris Bosh being named a finalist for Hall of Fame, and Spo and the coaching staff at the spot. Can I get one more camera? I need two more producers, and I need an editor.
It's going to be a lot of Inside the Heat's going to be coming. We have to do an extended version for All-Star Weekend.
Yep.
I'm going to need an hour of power on that one.
Well, the relationship, the dynamic between Jimmy and Bam has been fun to watch this year because it's you know, Jimmy kind of coming in as the established guy, and Bam has been heaped upon with a greater responsibility this year, and he's taken to it well. But it is interesting seeing that the opinion of the players is that maybe Bam is talent wise, they are really respecting what he has if they do have him in front of Jimmy. What have you made, I guess, of his growth this year, and what kind of influence do you think Jimmy's had on Bam as far as this season's concerned with the leap that he's made?
I think what Jimmy does is he narrows what's important. And that's not as Spo would like to say, an indictment on any leadership prior to Jimmy. It's just, I think for Bam, if he didn't already have it, by the way, and I think he might have already been tapping into it, it's do the work, be creative about the expansion of your game, be open-minded about what you can do, and then get back to work. You know, I mean, like, it's just a real simple dynamic in the sense that he has clearly a talent and a work ethic that is going to send him out of the stratosphere from a accomplishment standpoint. I mean, we're looking at a guy right now who could easily be nightly if this team works differently, right? And I love the way it works, don't get me wrong. But if we're talking about 20, 10, and 6 to 7, and sometimes another 10 from an assist area, let's add in a couple steals and a couple blocks. I mean, like, all NBA 10-year all-star, like, that's what's coming for Bam, knock on wood somewhere, you know, health being the key. And then he still isn't fully refined as it pertains to kind of like that nuanced kind of a Hakeem Olajuwon counter move. You know, that's the next layer. And he doesn't even really have to play like right up on the rim, as we're knowing now. Really, the teams that started to disrespect his jumper was like the best thing that could have happened, because now there's that next layer of, oh, you don't think I can knock it down from 7, 8, 9, 10 feet? That's your eyeball. That's where we pick it up. It's on the floor because I just shot your eye out. So it's really fun to watch what's coming, and that's the crazy part, right? He's just starting to scratch the all-star surface, which means all NBA is coming up after that. He wants to be all defensive. I'm sure in the back of his mind, defensive player of the year. Like, there's this full, true two-way dynamic that we don't even worry about when we talk about bigs. We kind of leave that to wings and point guards for some reason. But I'm so excited for the immediate future with Bam. And I'm talking about from now to March, and then March into the postseason of what he's going to be. He has the potential to get to that space where he's not guardable. And there, I don't think there's a more respectful thing you could say about a player if he's going to continue to add to it. And then what if he then goes, hey, CB, before you go to the Hall of Fame, let's talk about that transition you made out to 23 feet. You know what I mean? Like,
I do like the idea of Chris Bosh being somewhat of a basketball sensei to him.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Isn't Bam is probably a little more athletic than CB though, right?
Probably from a jumping standpoint, yeah. Right. Like, did you see that dunk that he had the other day, where he just reached behind him?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, CB obviously a little taller, but Bam's so strong. The thing that I think we all forget about Chris Bosh,
he's so
smooth. The thing that most amazed me, exactly, the way that he could go double team a ball handler. I mean, out at 30 feet, and still recover back to go get his man who's trying to be slick and dive down into the paint. We totally underestimated how important that was to the Miami Heat defense for those, particularly the first 4 years.
Jax, he would just glide in there.
That when you're tough guy.
He would just glide. He wasn't no subtle movement.
It felt like it was 2 steps. Yep. Yeah. It was next level. Whoa. And so you add that layer. I mean, Bam obviously guards. He'd guard my mom, you know, like a choir rehearsal on a Thursday. You know, just
lock her down.
Amazing, his willingness. And I'd be like, Mom, get your game together. Like, come on now. You know? I was like, why am I rooting for Bam over my mother? That's not sensible.
What do you got coming up tonight on the pregame show, Jax? Heat Live coming up at 7:30 for the 8 o'clock tip-off, Heat and Clippers tonight.
I'm waiting for approval, and I probably shouldn't even share it, but I'm waiting for approval to give the inside story on the originating forces of baby goats.
Yes.
I have it on tape. I'm just waiting for the gold star.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Okay. So don't miss. If there's anything you want, listen, we're going to do a lot of stuff. We're going to review and preview and dive inside exactly what the Clippers really are as they take on your Miami Heat. This is a marquee matchup here. I love this stuff.
Man,
people are going to get excited and start talking about June. I'm not doing all that. I'm just saying you got some all-world players on the hardwood. We'll do that right off the top at 7:30. Ruth will have her truth. It'll be great. But if I am allowed to tell this story, if I am provided with the proper clearance, because Jack Cam was in full effect last night at the season ticket holder event. By the way, renewal deadline, early deadline, February 6th. Get it in. Come to these great events. I was able to get to the inner workings of the story from who the originator is, if there was like a secret society thing to it. I'm to the bottom of the whole thing. I just need to be released.
Wow. Don't be approved or not approved. Can I get a director's cut?
Listen, I might send you the raw copy.
Oh,
I mean,
you might get the
original video so you can do what you do.
Jax, man, look, I'm with this dude every day. Stop. You making it harder for me.
You're very creative.
What are you doing?
I know you probably might get a little upset when he does those, you know, special remixes and you didn't know your audio.
I got to tell you folks something. You think I talk a lot. You have not met one Jason Jackson on a golf course. He's a Super Bowl MVP. Can't golf worth a lick, but guess what? You wouldn't know about talking to him.
The game's a little tighter. I've found something out. My takeaway now is critical. If I go low and slow, you're about to lose some money.
I've been finding stuff for 15 years. Ooh, I found something. Next thing you know, something else goes broke.
Exactly.
Enjoy the game tonight, Jax. Guys, tune in today at 7:30 for the coverage of Heat and Clippers. 8 o'clock tip-off from the AAA. We'll see you tonight at the arena, Jax.
All right, Jax.
On Fox Sports Sun, where Heat fans reside.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.